I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Families in the Philippines are picking up the pieces of their lives after Typhoon Kalmagi ripped through this week. At least 114 people lost their lives, and more than 120 are still missing, many from the central province of Cebu. But even in this disaster, God is at work for good. Herman Moldez with A3 says,
normally in our country, this proves to be awakening. And, you know, in the midst of disaster, people cry to God. They realize that there's no one who could help but God.
Pray that churches will be able to help and to have endurance. Local officials say that this is the 20th named storm to impact the Philippines this year, with another storm headed their way this weekend.
Prayers are very important because this strengthens the inner resource of people to become resilient and not to give up, just to persevere in this situation.
And in Lesotho, Mission Aviation Fellowship reaches people in the mountains with medical services. Pilot David Lapoidovan says he recently transported 6 Code 1 medevac patients in a single day. MAF is also partnering with Lesotho Mountain Discipleship, reaching animist areas with the gospel.
I think they're fairly eager to hear about the gospel and Jesus and Bible stories and what God is like. I don't think they feel they've heard it all before. I think they're eager that someone would care to come and tell them about Jesus. I think they're fairly responsive.
Please pray for the safety of pilots and passengers during windy season and for the mountain ministries. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terrence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.